There's a major development in the world of bicycle racing. Lance Armstrong says he plans to retire. But first, the American cycling star will try to win the Tour de France for the seventh year in a row. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The Tour de France is bicycle racing's biggest event, and this July it'll be particularly memorable. For one last time, cycling fans will get to watch Lance Armstrong power up those mountain roads and stare down his opponents, all in an effort to add a seventh straight title to his record six. And make no mistake, says Armstrong, it may be a sentimental Tour de France, but there will be an effort.
It's a tour that I want to win. This has been a dream of mine for a long time. And whenever I watch sport, whatever sport it may be, I love to see the guy go out on top. I would love to try and do that.
But that searing will to win is sharing more and more space inside Lance Armstrong with his desire to be a dad. He's 33, and his three young kids, he says, are at an age when they're changing daily, even hourly. He says it was especially hard to be away from them for the months it took to train for and win last year's Tour de France.
I came back and I was blown away by the changes in their lives and their attitudes and their independence and their intelligence. And it's time for me to not miss key moments in their lives.
Certainly, cycling fans worldwide will miss Armstrong for his victories, for his story, coming back from cancer to become the greatest Tour de France rider. In this country, Armstrong sparked an evolution in attitudes toward bike racing. Charles Pelkey, news editor for Velo News, remembers a pre-Armstrong conversation with a friend watching the Tour de France on TV.
And I said, "What's going on?" And he said, "Oh, a bunch of French guys riding around Paris." And I said, "Oh, yeah, what are they doing?" And he said, "Oh, I think they're racing for a shirt."
Now that Armstrong has won six yellow jerseys, Pelkey says Americans finally get it.
People understand the tour a lot better. When you go to France in July, you'll see Americans all over the place. It used to be a rarity. Armstrong can be credited for that.
For Pelkey and others close to the sport, there'll always be a slightly discordant note in Armstrong's symphony of success. Allegations of illegal performance-enhancing drug use dogged Armstrong during his string of tour victories. He's involved in a handful of lawsuits relating to doping allegations, and yesterday, the day he announced his upcoming retirement, drugs shared the headlines. Another popular American cyclist, Tyler Hamilton, was suspended 2 years for violating doping rules. Armstrong always has maintained he's clean and says the constant questions about doping had no effect on his decision to retire. For so many of his fans, the millions who wear Armstrong's yellow Livestrong bracelets, that's all they need to hear. They are focused on July, when the steely guy from Texas will try to conquer France one last time. Tom Goldman, NPR News.